ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
All right, is everybody set and ready? Because you know what? If you are, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, answers with exclamation marks. Category number 2, words, words, words. Category number 3, cute things. Category 4, fair's fair. And category number 5, marital status. All right, answers with exclamation marks. Words, 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 cute things, fair's fair, marital status. Who is kicking us off tonight? First up, Glenn from Penrith. Hello, Glenn.
Oh, I haven't in the batting on
you
the,
are
day one of the pink test.
Speaking of opening the batting, how about Joe Root? Hey, wow, that's great. Fantastic.
Well, he didn't open, but anyway.
No, I know he didn't open, but he's, you know, sitting on.
Yeah, first test in Australia, first 100, I mean.
Yeah, well, more than 100. He's got 135. Can he get 150 before Jofra Archer gets out tomorrow?
He hit a lot of sweet shots out there today.
He did.
Yeah, anyway, we were on top earlier than they were on top. We were back on top, and I think they're just about on top at the moment, aren't they?
Now, what do you like here? Answers with exclamation marks, words, 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 cute things, marital status, fair's fair.
I'll just go words, 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 mate.
Words, words, words. Question number 1. Saturnine is an archaic adjective used to describe which metallic element?
Saturnine.
Hmm.
Atomic element. I'm not
no, metallic element. Metallic element.
Metallic element. I don't know. Aluminium.
not aluminium. Thanks, Glenn. Bye-bye.
See you, mate.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Yes, Ray in the Bay, thank you. Talk to me in the last hour, Ray. I don't want to talk about tin snacks now. We'll do it in the last hour. Thank you, Andy from Wagandri. I'm always appreciating the attention. Philip from Canberra. Hello, Philip.
Oh, hi, Philip. How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
That's great. That's great.
Go on.
Yes, I heard that question and, you know, a bit of an asinine question, if I can say that at all.
an asinine question.
To something of last week, I think it was Thursday of last week, you're talking about tattoos and what the sailors had on their, what, a couple of tattoos. And
pig and chicken.
And I think you were saying it was so they don't get wrecked or shipwrecked.
Mm-hmm.
But the uncle said it was more about if they were shipwrecked, it helped them survive, because in centuries to go, the only animals that survived shipwrecks were chickens and pigs when up on land.
Oh. Why would a chook survive?
Well, they can float on water or something, and pigs could float on water, and they were the animals that really survived shipwrecks centuries ago.
So pigs can fly, Philip.
Well,
pigs can fly.
No, look, that's just the addition, and this words, 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 I don't even knew that word existed, so I can't help anymore. So good luck to someone.
You've been a lot of use at the front there, Corporal Philip. See you later.
Love you. Bye. Cheers, thank you.
See you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Gary in Perth, no, that's not correct. Frank from Mount Evelyn, that is correct. Maurice from Albany, not correct. Michael from Kira. G'day, Michael.
Hey, how you doing? I was hoping you wouldn't come to me, yes.
Saturnine is an archaic adjective used to describe which metallic element?
Coal.
Not coal. No, not coal. Dave in Clarence Park in Adelaide. G'day, Dave.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
I'm exceptionally well. Dave. We're in words, words, words. Saturnine is an archaic adjective used to describe which metallic element?
Yeah, I think I have read this. I think it's lead.
Correct. It is. Yes, saturnine is an archaic adjective used to describe lead. All right, question number two. We're in words, words, words. You can move.
Can I change to, they're all very random, hard to know what the questions are going to be, but I'll go with one about exclamation marks.
Answers with exclamation marks. Question number two. Food, glorious food, is the opening number of which musical?
Yeah, I played in the band of this in year 11 at school. It's Oliver.
Correct.
Exclamation mark.
Oliver, exclamation mark. I'm trying to think. I was only laughing because I was trying to think, was there any school that did not do Oliver at some point?
Yeah, it's really suitable for schools.
It was so good. Yeah, it was so good and so easy for schools. And, yeah, if you went through your whole schooling and didn't, if you were a certain generation, didn't do Oliver, quite frankly, you missed out.
Is it worth the waiting for if we live till 84? All we ever get is cruel. Every day we say a prayer. Will they change the bill of fare till we get the same old cruel? There's not a crust, not a crumb. Can we find? Can we beg? Can we borrow all cash? But there's nothing to
come on, Dave. I couldn't hear you in the background.
I always remember the rhyme between mustard and custard, but that's about the extent of it. And there was a reason why I was in the band and not on stage.
I think I was in the back row somewhere. I was always destined for the back row in the choir because there was a view about my singing ability, Dave, which I have never shared, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, the orchestra pit is the place to be. No one sees you, and if you make a mistake, you can get away with it.
Yeah, I know. But the only thing I could do was London Bridge on the recorder, and that wasn't called for, Dave. Question number three, answers with exclamation marks, if you like.
Yep, we'll keep going there.
Ken Jennings is the host of which famous American quiz show?
It's Jeopardy.
Correct. That's Jeopardy with an exclamation mark.
Exclamation mark.
The brother of this leader is believed to be the first known European to have died in the Americas. Let's go to Ken Jennings now. And he picked Leif Erikson. The person who died was his brother, Torvald. So you're right. Your wager, $2,800. $30,000 today. And now a total of $2,603. And you want to hear something strange? Ken wants to come back and play again tomorrow. So we'll see him and two challengers then. So long.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jeopardy is the correct answer. Okay, answers with exclamation marks. Dave in Clarence Park is doing pretty well here because of his magnificent schooling on Oliver. You want to stay here, Dave?
Yep, we'll stay here, yep.
Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec, Nini Legs in the Air, and the Duke of Monroth are characters from which 2001 musical film?
I think it's probably, I don't actually know if this had an exclamation mark or not, but it's the only one I can think of with Henri Lautrec, I've butchered his name completely. I think it's Moulin Rouge.
Correct. Not just Moulin Rouge, Dave. Moulin Rouge with an exclamation mark.
Yeah, I really need to lift my energy. Feel sorry about
that. No, it's pretty sad, actually, Dave. Yeah. Particularly after you've had a big helping of mustard and custard. For starters. I mean, maybe that's why. But that's why. Full belly, you feel like a lie down.
Yeah.
Question five. Answers with exclamation marks. Which search engine was founded in 1994 by Jerry Yang and David Filo?
It's not Google, so it's definitely not that because that was founded by two others. So I'm thinking of what has an exclamation mark, and I'm going to go with Yahoo.
Correct.
Yahoo.
Yahoo! Exactly, exactly, yes. Yahoo has an exclamation mark. And that's the answer to question number five. Nice going. Steve from the truckie says, what is Jeopardy? It's a quiz show, Steve. It's in America. You don't need to worry about it. Gail from Ararat had Moulin Rouge. Jane from Homebush had correct answers as well. Ray in the Bay asked Jeeves. Moulin Rouge, yes. Correct answers from Susie and Meg from Bella Vista. Also had correct answers for Jeopardy. Thanks, Robin, for Yahoo. All right, question number six. This would mean that you would have all five answers with exclamation marks, Dave. Which would be, I should say, you'd have all five with an exclamation mark.
Yeah, exciting with an exclamation mark.
Correct with an exclamation mark. Question number six. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Are the opening lyrics of which Shania Twain song?
Going out tonight, feeling all right, gonna have a good time. I think it's Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
No, it's Man, exclamation mark. I Feel Like a Woman.
The best thing about me.
Well, Dave, it's all very well to do mustard and custard and all that stuff, but, you know, doing the oh-oh-ohs out of Shania Twain song should not be attempted by anybody less than expert.
No, it's a guilty pleasure, that song. Bit of a banger still.
It's all right in the car on your own, cranking it up. Question number seven. Hey, everyone, you've answered six in a row.
Oh, nice one.
Did you start on Saturday night? Yes, you did.
Yep.
Okay.
Can you remind me of the categories, please?
Dave has answered six in a row, everyone. Scorers, can we just regroup here? Six in a trot. That is very good, Dave.
As many wickets as Mitchell Starc took today.
What did he get? Five for, didn't he?
I think he got six.
No, he got six. There we go. Six, yeah. Six for 71. Yeah. Didn't get Joe Root, though.
No, figures ruined by the final wicket partnership.
I kind of don't mind the fact that Joe Root scored.
Joe Root, he seems like a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, and he's a marvellous batsman. And
yeah, he's going to go down as an all-time great. So I want Australia to win. I feel happy that he's got the monkey off his back.
So do I. That's exactly how I feel, Dave.
Yeah.
You know, we all love watching Harry Brook bat because he's a complete showman. But Joe Root's a terrific guy, and 135. And I tell you what, Jofra Archer's still there. Amazingly, he's on 32. I don't know how, but so that might Joe Root might even get 150. He's on strike.
They'll want to get them out quickly in the morning. Otherwise, they'll end up with run rate penalties if they take more than if they get to the new ball, potentially. Depends on the second innings. But anyway,
this is all cricket talk, which is, you know, I can feel our audience seeping away, Dave, you know, except for you and me. Question number seven. What do you want to do here?
What are the categories, sorry?
Words, words, words. Cute things. Marital status. Fair's fair.
I mean, they're all so random. I'll go for marital status.
Marital status, question number seven. Does anyone else, my texter says, does anyone else agree that Shania Twain and Fran Drescher are twins? I hadn't thought about it. I am thinking about it now.
Very different voices.
They are very different. Question number seven, marital status. Which English actor was married to Jill Esmond, Vivian Lee, Joan Plowright.
Which English actor? I'm trying to think. The only one of those I know is Vivian Lee. Her daughter is Jennifer. Jamie Lee Curtis. So, but no, that's Tony Curtis. He's not British. It was which British actor was it? Was that the question?
Which English actor was married to Jill Esmond, Vivian Lee, and Joan Plowright?
I'll say Richard Curtis. He's a playwright. Sorry.
All good things come to an end, Dave.
Yeah.
Sorry. But thanks. Well done. Well done. Six on the trot. Nice work. Very nice work indeed. Wow. Not bad. John from Yugara. G'day, John.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you going, Phil, is it?
Yeah. Hi, John.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, pretty good. We're in marital status. We're up to question number 7. Which English actor was married to Jill Esmond, Vivian Lee, and Joan Plowright?
I've got no idea. Sorry,
Phil. No worries. That's okay. They're all hard. That's the reason we're here. Vanessa in Cadence. G'day, Vanessa.
Oh, g'day, Phil. How are you going?
Good. Question number 7 we're up to. Marital status. Which English actor was married to Jill Esmond, Vivian Lee, Joan Plowright?
Oh, well done to Dave, by the way.
How good was Dave?
He was great. Knocked all the hard ones out. So well done, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm going for Laurence Olivier or Hugh Grant, and I don't know which one. Probably not either. Laurence Olivier.
Correct. It is. Laurence Olivier is correct.
Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediment. Love is not love which alters where it alteration finds, nor bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the guide to every wandering bark whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out, even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved.
Oh, wow. There you go, Vanessa.
Yeah. That's, you to sleep every time.
That's how you tread the boards. That is how you tread the boards. Okay.
Oh, right.
Amy says, my girlfriend Jackie would be the only answer I'd give for the cute things category. I don't need to know any other answers.
No.
Oh, Amy.
That's cute.
Ain't that cute? That is cute,
that
Vanessa.
That is cute.
Yeah.
Oh, look. In spirit of that, I'll go in the cute, if I can choose a cute category no?
Yeah, you can. Well, you correctly answered Laurence Olivier, so you can choose categories. You could go into cute things.
Ooh, although I reckon I'm pretty good with marriages, but I'll go with cute.
Cute things. All right. Question number 8. Which cute Japanese character has a red bow in her hair and stands approximately 5 apples tall?
Oh, Hello Kitty.
Correct. Correct. Hello, Kitty. Yes. Speaking of cute things. Are we staying here or you can move if you like?
Buddy. Let's go with cute.
Cute things. Which cute Australian marsupials belong to the genus Macrotis?
Macrotis, that's not Ornithorhynchus, which is the platypus Macrotis. Let's go a koala. No,
they're not koala. Well, they are cute.
They are cute.
Yeah.
All good.
No, thanks, Ben. Thanks, Vanessa. See ya.
Oh, welcome. Good night.
Bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Phil from Joondana. G'day, Phil.
G'day, Phil. How are you going?
Good. Yes.
Congratulations on it. Congratulations on Sonnet 116 too. What a marvellous piece of work that was.
He knows how to do it, doesn't he?
Oh, he was a cracker.
He knows how to do it. There you have a classically trained English actor with Shakespeare. I mean, come on. Is there anything better?
Well, maybe a good Welshman.
I mean, it could be Clint Eastwood with a six gun in his hand, you know, laying down the law in some dusty Arizona town. I agree. Different context.
Different. No. Richard, give me Richard Burton any day, mate. The resonance and the timbre of the voice.
Oh, uh-huh, that's true.
Remarkable. we're after a macrocarpus, did you say?
We're in a category called cute things. Which cute Australian marsupials belong to the genus Macrotus?
Macrotus or macrocarpus?
No, I said Macrotus.
Macrotus. Marsupial.
No, I didn't. Which cute Australian marsupials belong to the genus Macrotus?
The only ones that I would think are really cute would maybe be a bilby. Would that be right?
Correct.
Well, yes,
bilbies are in the genus Macrotus, correct.
There's Macrocarpus is kangaroos. Macrocarpus rufus.
You wouldn't describe kangaroos as cute, I don't think, would you?
Well, I guess.
I mean, they're great.
It depends on whether you've been beaten up by one or not, I suppose, Phil. But
well, if you got beaten up by a kangaroo, you deserve it, Phil. I mean, in what? There are no other circumstances in which you'd be beaten up by a kangaroo where you did not deserve it.
I have never been bested yet.
Question number 10, cute things.
Can we go back to words and words?
Words.
I'm not. Bilby was an outlier for me. So let's go back to words, please.
Words, words, words.
Yeah.
Which word can precede elephant, lady, slip, lemonade?
Pink.
Correct. Yes, pink, as in pink elephant, pink lady.
Seen plenty of them.
Pink lady.
Not pink, so many of those.
Pink slip. You need one of those.
Never, never, never.
And pink lemonade.
No, not my cup of tea.
What, pink lemonade?
No.
Oh, that's all right. Question number 11, words, words, words.
Mm-hmm.
Who's cutting something in the background there, Phil?
Oh, no. That's a very old dog. He's 15.
Oh.
His name's Armstrong. He sounds like a steam engine on a very cold morning.
I was going to say, it sounded to me like an old-fashioned, like, cross-cut saw.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I'll give you that. He's 15. He just doesn't know where he wants to be.
Second, stop talking for a second, Phil. I want to hear him again.
Oh, hang on a sec. Armstrong, come here. No, he's gone all shy on me.
He's gone all shy, no.
Yeah. that's him.
Here we go. I'm going to start him up.
He can't hear you because I'm listening to you through my hearing aids.
Okay, give him my.
He couldn't hear you if you were using a loudhailer because he's stone deaf at 15.
Give him my regards.
Yeah, he's a lovely old thing.
What brand of dog is he, Phil?
Well, look, he was bought as a Labradoodle.
Oh, okay.
For far too much money.
Yeah.
By my son, I reckon he's a miniature curly coated retriever.
Oh, okay.
If you Google,
that's a fair way. That's retriever, a fair way away from a Labradoodle.
Yeah. He was bought because he was supposed to not shed hair. This dog sheds hair like there's no tomorrow.
Question 11, words, words, words.
Words, 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 thank you.
Which word can mean to convey a feeling in words, to squeeze out liquid, or operating at high speed?
Operating at high speed. To squeeze out liquid.
To convey a feeling in words, to squeeze out liquid. Operating at high speed.
To spin.
No, not correct.
No?
Sorry, not Phil. That.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No. 1-300-800-222. Diana from Woodnelling says, you think Armstrong was panting loudly? You could hear our old Lissa, an old Kelpie. You should hear. Yeah, I thought it was somebody soaring. I thought he was in a woodshed or something. Someone was soaring with an old handsaw. Phil says, yeah, speaking of getting bashed up by kangaroos, all AFLW teams were beaten up by the kangaroos this year, Phil. That's true. They were, weren't they? What a team they are. The kangaroos in the AFLW. What a team, hey? Principessa from Tenderfield, Armstrong. What a beautiful old doggy sound. Kath from South Australia says, I need an idiot's guide to cricket. I don't get it. Please explain. I painted the whole house and watched it dry. Oh, well. There you go. Alex is in Melbourne. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, good. Good. We're up to question number 11. Which word can mean to convey a feeling in words, to squeeze out liquid, operating at high speed?
I'm going to go with express for this one.
Correct. Yes. To convey a feeling in words, to express something, to squeeze out liquid, to express it, or operating at high speed, it's an express train. All right. Question number 12. We're in words, 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 but you can move if you like. Fair's fair.
Ooh, I think I'm going to have to move for this one.
Where do you want to move? Fair's fair, marital status, cute things.
Fair is fair, I think.
Fair's fair. Which four herbs are repeatedly named in the lyrics of Scarborough Fair by Simon and Garfunkel?
Oh, Phil, I'm going to be honest with you. I've got absolutely no idea, but I'm going to give it my best guess. Okay, going to go with rosemary, parsley.
We might leave this, Alex, because this is actually pathetic. Let's not do this, can we? 1-300-800-222. Mark from Adelaide. G'day, Mark.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
We're in Fair's Fair. Which four herbs are repeatedly named in the lyrics of Scarborough Fair by Simon and Garfunkel?
I do know this one because I learned it on the piano when I was like 10.
Yeah, which is?
It's parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme.
Correct. Parsley, sage, rosemary, he always says, doesn't he? We'd say rosemary.
Mm.
Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Correct.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary. Was a true love of mine.
You could pick that out on the piano, could you, Mark?
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Sort of. Question number 13. We're in Fair's Fair. You can move to marital status, words, 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 or cute things. It's up to you. Or you can stay here.
That's a tough one, but I'll go words, words, words.
Words, words, words. Question number 13. Which 15-letter word? Which 15-letter word means third last?
Oh no, no! I think you got me on that one. I can't even think.
No, okay. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Let's move along. Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
How you going, Phil?
Pretty good. Yeah, not bad. What's up?
Excellent to hear.
Which 15-letter word means third last?
That's a good one. It'll be something ultimate, I'm presuming. But that's as much as I've got.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Paul.
See you later.
See you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, Bo's on the road, he's in the truck. You'll be right with this one. G'day, Bo.
G'day, Phil.
You'd never
be. I don't know where you got that idea from that I'd be right with this.
Well, because I thought you'd never be third last, would you?
Only if there's three in the race.
Which, there's no shame in that, Bo. There's no...
I've been going through some words in my head while I've been on hold, and I can only come up with 13 letters.
Which 15-letter word means third last?
I got no idea. I'll just say treble ultimate.
There you go. Thanks, Bo. See ya.
No worries.
Bye. Thank you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Joanna from Newcastle. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Philip.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Words, words, words. Yeah. Which 15-letter word means third last?
Well, I haven't counted them, but I think it might be anti-penultimate.
Correct. Yes. Anti-penultimate. Second last is penultimate, isn't it?
Yep.
Third last is anti-penultimate.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is for fourth last.
Anti-anti-penultimate, maybe.
Is it?
But I'm no Latin scholar.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, I'm not sure, Philip. It was just a guess. At this time of the day, it's, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
Could be anti-anti-penultimate, but someone will know. Someone clever will know. Probably wrong. Anyway.
Helen from Footscray says, Phil, did I miss something? Why did you cut that girl off as she was answering? Because, Helen, she was not obeying the rules. Which most people do, which is, well, which almost everyone does, which is the way we're having fun here. Apparently, fourth last is what? The pre-anti-penultimate.
Oh, right. Pre-anti-penultimate. Okay.
So I can't say what's fifth last, can I? No.
Oh, no.
This could get ridiculous.
Yes.
Question 14. Words, words, words. There's one left there. Otherwise, we can move to cute things, marital status or fair's fair.
Oh, look. I've got one, so I'm doing well. I'll try marital status.
Marital status, question 14. Which English actress has been married to Maxwell Reed, Anthony Newley, Ronald S. Cass, Peter Holm and Percy Gibson? Phew.
Joan Collins.
Correct. Wow, she's a busy woman.
Yeah, she's still going in her 80s.
Is Joan Collins still with us?
I think so.
Do you know what the fifth last word is?
No, what is it?
The pro pre anti penultimate.
Oh.
How about that? Joanna, I want you to stack that one away. Pro pre anti penultimate. Says, hey, Phil taught me this one last night on the Mighty Challenge.
Question
15. We're in marital status.
Okay, I'll try another one, thanks.
I think Joan Collins is still with us, isn't she? Gee whiz. Is she? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maxwell Reed, Anthony Newley, Ronald Cass, Peter Holm, Percy Gibson. Gee, a busy woman. Question 15. Which American singer and actress has been married to Ojani Noah, Chris Judd, Mark Anthony, Ben Affleck?
What's her name? J-Lo, isn't it? Jennifer Lopez?
Correct.
How do I know that, Philip? How do I know that?
I don't think you ought to know that, Jo.
I don't think I should. Ridiculous.
Castlemaine Davo says, Phil, in spring, big male kangaroos are quick to attack any animal they think might be a threat to their harem or children. The most threatening, in their opinion, seems to be cyclists. Really? I haven't. Is that right? Perhaps motorcyclists would be an even bigger worry.
Yeah, it would be a worry if you're getting tangled up.
I haven't heard of cyclists being attacked by kangaroos, have you?
No, but I haven't heard of a lot of things.
Milo in the Blue Mountains, that's very nice, Milo, says, Phil, if you're third last, aren't you regarded as pretty hopeless, which is 15 characters? Why do I try and match wits with nightlife listeners? There's no point.
It isn't, no.
Lorella says Joan Collins loves her wedding cake and eats it too. Fair enough. Question number 16. Marital status. You seem to be uncommonly versed in these things, Joanna.
No, I know. Anyway, I'll try another one of those things.
Which American actor mm-hmm. was married to Mimi Rogers, Nicole Kidman, and Katie Holmes?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Why did you say
How
it like
that? That?
Why did
I
you
don't,
say?
I don't like him as an actor.
You don't?
No. Unappealing.
Okay.
But the thing is, how do I know it? Why do I know it? Anyway, I'll try another.
It is him.
You always go home with the hot women.
All right. Thank you, Carol. I'm going to go embarrass myself with Goose for a while.
No point in playing new scenes from Top Gun, is there, John?
No,
don't find him appealing.
No, I don't.
Well, I agree, he's a rubbish singer, but then again, in that scene, they weren't really trying to be great singers. You know.
Yes, I don't know. Okay. Mm. I'll try a cute thing then.
Wait, which one did you start on?
Antepenultimate.
Antepenultimate, that's right. Then we went. So you've had one, two, three, four. Yeah, nice.
Oh, well.
All right, well, one left in marital status, otherwise you can...
I'll try a cute thing, thanks, Phil.
Oh, okay, we're moving to a cute thing. Question 17, cute things. Which breed of dog has a name mm-hmm. that comes from the Cantonese for lion?
Lion. I don't know. Pekingese?
Not a Pekingese.
No, I didn't think I'd get it.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, bye.
Good on you, bye-bye. Joanna from Newcastle with a pretty good innings, as is all. Oh, Bob counted them and says pretty hopeless is 14 characters. Hang on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, it is 2. Milo, you let me down, Milo. I see, I read out your text because I've, you know, I think you're a person of honest. Oh, Milo, that's, it's only 14. 1, 3, oh, hang on. Milo put a hyphen in there. Pretty hopeless. Okay. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Trudy in Blacktown. Hi, Trudy.
Hello, how you going?
Not bad. We're up to question 17. Which breed of dog has a name that comes from the Cantonese for lion?
Pomeranian?
Not a Pomeranian, no. Sorry, thanks, Trudy. No, not the Pomeranian. Claire from Modbury. G'day, Claire.
Hello, Phil.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Cute things is where we are. Cute things. Which breed of dog has a name that comes from the Cantonese for lion?
Well, the only other Chinese name one I know is a Shih Tzu.
Correct. Yes. A Shih Tzu is a Cantonese word, apparently, which means lion. Although why it should be applied to that looking dog, I've got no idea. A Shih Tzu looks about as far away. As far removed from a lion as it can be imagined. Question number 18. We're in.
Can I go back to marital status?
You can. Yes, there's one left in marital status.
Okay.
Question number 18. Cynthia Powell was the first wife of which Beatle?
Oh, John Lennon.
Correct. Yes, Cynthia Powell was the first wife of John Lennon. Very good. All right, that's the end of marital status. So we've got four left in Fair's Fair. We've got one left in Words, Words, Words. That's five. And two left in Cute Things. So seven questions left.
I'll try the last of Words.
Words, Words, Words. Last one. Question number 19. Which word can mean a track of turbulence, a vigil, or to stir?
What was the second clue?
Which word can mean a track of turbulence, a vigil, or to stir?
Oh, a vigil. I don't know. I'll say agitate, but I don't think that's right.
No, it's not agitate. Thanks, Claire. Okay, thanks. Bye. Thank you. Yes. No, not agitate. Ah, dear. Ian says, this is really good. Ted Egan, circa 1991, Easter show on a break. I sat down outside the pavilion. The fella beside me ripped open a carton of Foster's. We went can for can behind the ABC caravan. Yes. He then played that carton in a talk with Jonathan Coleman on a Lagerphone, as a Lagerphone, after he signed it to Ian, Ted Egan. I still have it. Oh, Ian, that's fantastic. That is great. The great Ted Egan. Yes, well, Dave is going to pay tribute to Ted Egan in Dave's Discs, which is coming up in less than an hour. Caroline from Bullsbrook says, Shih Tzu dogs neither resemble lions nor are they cute. Who writes these questions? Caroline. Oh, dear. Benny the Baker, who's a baker on Flinders Island, says a Shih Tzu is a zoo with no animals. That's quite nice, Benny. I don't mind that. A Shih Tzu, you see. A zoo with no animals. 1-300-800-222 is the number if you'd like to call. Ian is in Dover in Tassie. Now, Ian.
Yes.
Arthur in Dover says it's been incredibly windy and he's got no power.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, wow. Are you all right? Are you all right in your place or not?
Yeah, it's fine. I had two people fitting new tin to the roof today.
Hang on, weren't you getting the place painted as well?
Yeah.
Gee, you're having major repairs. I mean, a new roof?
Well, it's a bit like me. We're getting old. We need a bit of reno.
Anyway, okay, the juice is still on where you are. But Arthur says there are quite a few people in the area which have got no power because it's been very windy.
There's also emergency alerts cutting through the programming for emergency fire at Dolphin Sands.
Oh, no, okay.
There's two or three things that got away today in the wind.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, well, just keep listening to ABC Radio. We'll have that emergency.
Oh, they cut straight through what we're saying.
Yeah, I know they will, which is the way it's supposed to work. All right, this is a Dolphin Sands. We don't know whether that's contained yet, do we, or not?
No, the last updates I heard were only sort of 15, 18 minutes ago, and it was still an emergency warning. Pretty hard to figure out what's going on at the middle of the night. The wind's starting to die down a little bit. Well, I'm 50 miles away, so
yeah.
I don't know what it's like up there, but it's calming off down here.
Question 19, words. Which word can mean a track of turbulence, a vigil, or to stir?
Without getting it wrong and putting two words together, I think it would be wake.
Correct.
I was going to say awake, but I'm awake, and that's a different thing.
That's true. See, a track of turbulence is the wake, the boat's wake. A vigil, we held a wake for Ian's mate. Or to get Ian up in the morning, we have to wake him to stir him.
Yes.
All right, that's it for words. So we've got, where are we? Two left in cute things. We've got four left in fair, six left.
Where was I? Was any left where I was?
No, that's gone. No more words. So you got cute things or fair.
Oh, fair's fair. I know it fairly, so I'll go that. Fair.
Question number 20, fair. Becky Sharp is the main character of which 1848 novel?
Vanity Fair.
Correct.
Ooh.
Exactly. Vanity Fair is correct. All right, question number 21. Fair. Staying here?
Yep. Yes, go
in
for
which
it.
Australian state or territory would you find the Eaton Fair Shopping Centre?
The Australian Capital Territory?
Not the ACT, no. I hope the sheet, but they wouldn't put the sheets of iron on your new house while the wind's blowing at 100 k's an hour, did they, Ian? No, surely not.
They finished it this afternoon, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They were careful and they were on the out of the wind side. But no, they weren't being silly. It was all easy to get to until, they got it on.
Good on them.
It was their third day. It was only the finishing off stuff.
Okay. All right. Thanks, mate. Keep well.
See ya.
See ya. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Craig from Dudley Park. That is correct. Yes. Mark in Port Pirie. G'day, Mark.
Hi, Phil.
Mm-hmm. In which Australian state or territory would you find the Eaton Fair Shopping Centre?
Would that be Darwin?
Not Darwin, no. No, it's not Darwin. Mike's in Canberra. G'day, Mike.
G'day, how you going?
Pretty good, yeah. In which Australian state or territory would you find the Eaton Fair Shopping Centre?
Well, I was hoping I'd get this question when I heard you say it because it's my home state of Western Australia and I believe it's near Bunbury.
Correct, yes. Apologies to my WA list contestants here. I was avoiding going to WA because I thought that would be too easy. But you are right. Correct. It's in Western Australia. All right, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 questions left. We've got 2 in Fair's Fair and 2 in Cute Things.
Oh, I've never been cute, so let's go for Fair's Fair.
Fair's Fair. All right. Question number 22. My Fair Lady is a musical adaptation of a George Bernard Shaw play. Which one?
Oh, My Fair Lady. I've got no idea. I couldn't even guess. I'm happy to get one question, so thank you very much.
On your mic, thank you, which is a very good spirit to approach the Mighty Challenge, I would think. Gail from Ararat had WA, yes. Maxine from Scarborough, correct answer. Diana from Woodnelling, yes, this is correct. And Frank from Mount Evelyn, that is correct as well. Where are we? Nadia is in Canberra. Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
Hello. Question 22 we're up to. My Fair Lady is a musical adaptation of which George Bernard Shaw play?
Is it Pygmalion?
Correct, it is. Pygmalion is the answer.
You see this creature with her curbstone English, it'll keep her in the gutter till the end of her days.
Ew, what's that you say?
In 6 months, I'll make a duchess of this draggle-tailed gutter snipe.
How do you do?
How do you do? So you came here to rescue her from worse than death, eh?
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced.
Ah, yes, what a marvellous film it was.
Lovely.
It was. It was a pretty good play, but a bit more on the serious side, Nadia, but the film was just marvellous.
Well, I must say I haven't seen the film, but I have seen My Fair Lady, and I knew it came from, yeah.
Ah, yeah. You haven't seen you've seen the stage
I've
show.
I've seen the stage show, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's... Well, there was a serious sort of social interest, self-improvement sort of element about the play, wasn't there?
She was a matchstick-selling sort of Cockney.
Yeah.
What's her name? Doolittle was her name or something like that?
Eliza Doolittle.
That's the one.
Mm. Eliza Doolittle, who managed to snag her prince, in a way. Sort of.
A long time ago I saw it.
Yeah. All right, we've got 3 left. We've got 1 in Fair's Fair, and we've got 2 in Cute Things.
Ooh. Let's try another Fair. Let's try a Fair's Fair.
Another last one in Fair's Fair.
Yeah, look at her.
Question 23. In which Shakespeare play does the title character say, "So fair and foul a day I have not seen"?
Oh, it's not Prospero from The Tempest, is it?
No. Sorry, Marty. Thanks, bye.
That was a wild guess.
See ya. Bye-bye. No, it's not. Elizabeth says, I saw the original production of My Fair Lady in London. Oh, wow. Okay. This is not the play Pygmalion. Of course, the play Pygmalion, as on which My Fair Lady is based, is a different beast. As I say, it has this kind of serious social purpose. But My Fair Lady is just lovely. Question 23. Who is going to help out here? Enid's in Perth. Hello, Enid.
Hello.
Hello.
I've just got out from being to a Christmas sing-song. So,
oh, have you?
And I heard you talking about Ted Egan. That was why I rang up, because I can remember I took my husband to hear Ted.
Yeah.
He didn't know exactly what to expect. Have you lived in Perth at all?
I've been to Perth, but I've never lived in Perth, no.
Well, anyway, it was in a hotel in East Perth, which was slightly rougher area at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he was wondering what I was doing, taking him down to that part of Perth. And there weren't many there, but, of course, Ted played a carton.
He played the beer carton, yeah, exactly.
That's right. Well, my husband said to me, whispered, what am I doing coming to see someone playing a beer carton? And I remember so well, but by the end of the night, he had really enjoyed it.
Good on him. Good on him. Tell me, in which Shakespeare play does the title character say, so fair and foul a day I have not seen?
Well, look, it sounds like Macbeth, but I'm not sure.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct. Yes, it is, Macbeth. You know what, Enid? There's two left. You could win, but we've got a news bulletin to attend first, okay? So I'll put you on hold and we'll come back. We have only two questions left straight after the news.
The Mighty Challenge.
Enid, welcome. Yes. Welcome back. Thanks for waiting.
I've been out at a Christmas do, you see, and I came in and turned on the radio and I answered the question.
And here you are about you might win. Were they carols, Enid, were they?
No, I sing in a choir, but it was our final night, and so it was a lot of fun. It was different people doing different things.
Oh, okay. But yeah. not Christmassy. Were you singing Christmassy things?
No, we weren't.
Oh, okay. were you singing Guns N' Roses things, Enid?
No, we were singing sort of ordinary songs from shows, I suppose you'd say.
Oh, okay.
A bit boring for some, yes.
Oh, a bit like The Rain in Spain Stays Mainly on the Plane, for example.
Well, could have been, yes.
Okay. Just sing anything from Oliver?
No. Well, look, I've only joined this choir 5 weeks ago, and that was mainly because I heard about it, and it only lived about 2 minutes down the road, you see, all the choirs.
Oh, good.
So I thought that'll do me fine. And I'd sung in a lot of choirs over my years in Queensland and WA. And I thought, oh, yes, I think I'll join another one. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. No, they're lots of fun. I know there are parts of Australia where half the places, I mean, the towns are. I know Canberra's very big on choirs. So I'm glad to hear that your neck of the woods in Perth is into choirs as well.
Yes. Anyway, it's local. It's in Churchlands. People in anyone. I've got friends who are probably listening in tonight, and they'll tell me, "I heard you last night."
what's your favourite song to be sung by a choir, Enid?
There's one that I sang coming from many years ago, and you don't hear it often.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called An Australian Sunrise.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, I'm trying to think whether it was Dorothy McKellar wrote the poem, and it starts off with the morning star. Well, the morning star paled slowly, the cross hung low to the sea, and then it goes on, and it's the most beautiful music that sort of rolls on just like a sunrise.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
That's one of the ones I like. But talking about the foods, would you like to know what I like? Everyone will groan when they hear it.
Yeah.
I like sardines in tomato sauce.
Ooh, no. Well, Enid, I'll join you. If you want to dump a can of that on two pieces of toast, I'm up there for it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Hey, question. We've got two left here because you've got to win honour and glory before you can start bragging about how good your sardines are. Question 24. We're in.
What's the category?
There's only one category left. It's called cute things.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, I know. Question 24. Closely related to ferrets and weasels, which semi-aquatic mammals belong to the subfamily Lutrinae?
Oh, gosh.
Now, we're in a category called cute things, right?
Yeah.
Closely related to ferrets and weasels, which semi-aquatic mammals belong to the subfamily Lutrinae?
I don't know where the stoats are they?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
I don't think a stoat's cute.
I don't know what he quite looks like, but I didn't think he actually was aquatic anyway.
Thanks, Enid.
Okay, good luck. Night.
May you always be in fine fettle in your choir. See ya.
Thank you.
Not correct. Well, we've got a few contestants here. Cameron's in South Perth. G'day, Cameron.
How are you, Philip?
I'm all right. Question number 24.
I think it's otters.
Closely related to ferrets and weasels, which semi-aquatic mammals belong to the subfamily Lutrinae? You say?
Otters.
Otters is correct, yes. An otter. Nice work. Yep. Gee whiz, you're in the box seat here.
Well, it's been a long time since you put me there.
that's absolutely correct. It is a long time. But you know what? I wish you luck. Here we go. Drummers, please. You could win the magnet here, Cameron. Cute things. Cute things. The name of which Pokemon comes from Japanese words meaning sparkle and squeak?
give me a break. Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Cameron. See you, mate. Thank you, bye. Thanks for being brave to take the question. Felix is in Melbourne. Hi, Felix.
G'day, Philip. How are you?
I'm good. Cute things. The name of which Pokemon comes from Japanese words meaning sparkle and squeak?
Oh, I mean, Philip, I was never the kid at school who played Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
I know one Pokemon,
mm-hmm.
And I think it's Pikachu. But that's just a stab in the dark. But I'll lock in Pikachu.
You've got to catch them all, Felix. You've got to catch them all. Look what happens when you chance your arm and have a guess.
That's insane. Thanks, Philip. Hilarious.
The magnet's yours. It might be the best thing you get this Christmas. You never know, Felix. So good on you. I'll put you on hold. We'll get some details from you and get this out to you by the speedy services of Australia Post. Thanks, everyone, for a very, very fun Mighty Challenge tonight. Jill in Canberra had Pikachu. So did Frank from Mount Evelyn. Thank you, Diana from Woodnelling. I'd like to send a cheerio to Maurice from Albany. Enjoy the weekend. Good on you. Jordan from Geelong had Pikachu as well. Vicky from Maddington also correct answers of Pikachu.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.